Let's stand and ask God to have his way in this service while Brother Tommy comes. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your presence and your spirit, God, that's in our midst right here, right now. Thank you for your word of warning. Thank you for your wooing of the spirit, God. Yes. Meet us in this house. God, get our hearts in a place yes. we can understand and listen to your word. Yes. Use us, God. Transform us. Jesus. Amen. Into Christians that you want us to be. Yeah. And not what we want, God, but what you want.
Amen.
Meet us, God, in this service. Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. Help us, God. Amen. To be pliable to your spirit.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn with me into 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I would love to have everybody's undivided attention and respect for the Word of God. Chapter 5, verse 9 of 2 Corinthians. I titled this message this morning, Living with Eternity in View. Living in view of the judgment seat. There is coming a judgment, not just for the sinner and the ungodly, but there is coming a judgment when we stand before Christ. The Christians will stand there and be judged for what we've done and not done. There's coming a judgment. 2 Corinthians 5, 9. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be what? Accepted of him. For we must all appear, every individual must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. Paul said, wherefore, for this reason, that's what wherefore means, for this reason, for this purpose, there is a reason why we labor,
yes,
that we may be accepted of him. Is God pleased with us?
Is God pleased?
Is he pleased with our work? What have we given him? What has he called for us to do? What does he require in his holy word? Everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror, that terror, that word in the Greek means knowing the exceeding fear and dread which strikes people through with terror. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Oh God, help us. For the most part, the church has lost her fear of God.
Yeah.
She's lost her reverence.
Fear and reverence.
For God.
Right.
Right. Karl von Harnack, a German Lutheran theologian, defined Christianity as, quote, Christianity is a very simple but yet very sublime thing. It is to live in time and for eternity under the eye of God. To realize every day that you live, God sees you and God knows you.
Yes.
He knows how you live. He knows what you do. God is so powerful, he weighs man's spirit. By him, spirits are weighed. God puts us in a balance and he weighs us every day. Have we given him our time? Have we prayed? Have we sought his face? Do we cherish his word?
Are we obedient to him? Do we really love him? Do we really respect him anymore? Have we still got a desire? Have we lost our vision? Have we left our first love? Has God called us in times past, blessed us, opened our eyes to our need, and we said, yes, Lord, I'll do better. Yes, Lord, I'll pray more. I'll be more committed. I'll be more faithful. Have we told the Lord that in times past, when the fire of his conviction stirred our hearts and we saw our need, we saw our nakedness before him, we saw the emptiness in our life, but yet seemed like time makes a change with all the cares, with all the problems, with all the lust of other things, with the cares of life? Have we lost something this morning? Have we lost the view of eternity? Don't you know that every one of us are facing the judgment? We're facing the judgment seat of Christ. What are you doing? What are you doing with your time? She's right on the nail head. God said, I confirmed it, son, go with it.
Come on. Come on.
What's he saying? God's plan of salvation is so sweet and simple. It's not hard to understand and comprehend. To be a Christian is a supreme thing. It's a grand opportunity and a privilege to know him and serve him. It is to live in time right now with the view of eternity in our mind. Hallelujah. We're headed to eternity. We're like a shooting star. Our time, we shoot across the blackened space of time. But soon our light will go out. We will go into eternity. Every day that you live and go about, you are under God's eye.
Under his eye.
Your works are examined and known.
Yes.
Do you love him this morning? Do you really love him? Do you want to please him? There's a record, Brother Jason, being kept of our life here.
Yeah,
as being a Christian that God called. We all, every one of us, are headed to the judgment seat of Christ. To know that fact, we must become eternity conscious. Hallelujah to God. This flesh will die if Jesus don't come and rapture us out of here. The flesh is going to die, but your soul and your spirit is going to go into eternity. Is it well with thee? Is it well with your soul? God, God! Are you where you need to be? Are you where God wants you to be? You were made in his image. You were created for his purpose. Hallelujah. The things in this world don't matter. All that matters is loving and serving God and pleasing him.
Yes.
If we could live every moment of every day under the eye of God, if we did every act, every deed, and every word in the light of the judgment seat, it would make a difference in the way we spend our time. If every prayer we prayed could be in view of the judgment seat of Christ, if every song that we sung, and every testimony that we give, and every message that we preach, every time that we witness for Jesus, if every time that we give, and we tithe, and we help, if all the times that we reach out, if all of these things were done, and we could do them all with the judgment seat in mind. Oh, what a difference it would make in our lives. God, help us.
Yes.
God, help us. Ecclesiastes, the wise man Solomon said, he said, whatsoever thy hands find it to, do it with thy might. For there's no work and no wisdom and no knowledge in the grave. The grave cannot praise thee, O God. And God's called us to give him the praise while we live. Raise your hand and praise him.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. God,
there's a book, my friend, of works at the judgment seat on each one of us,
yes,
that Christ himself will open on that day. Your every deed, your every feeling, your every attitude, your every word, your every motive will be read back to you. That's the reason Paul said that we may be accepted of him. Oh, for a view of eternity. I'm teaching this morning to stir our hearts. I have felt heavy for 2 days over this. God don't even speak to the teacher and the preacher.
Yeah.
I see my own shortcomings.
Yeah.
I could have done more. I could have been better. We're letting time slip us by, sissy. Oh God, would you stir our consciences? We must come face to face with eternity.
Yeah.
It must show right in front of our eyes to see ourselves in the eyes of God. It ain't a game, my friend.
No.
Every one of us individually is headed to the judgment. It is appointed that the man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. Just as sure as you live and you're breathing right now in your seats, you as a Christian, you are headed to the judgment seat to stand before Christ. Each one of you will face him on his throne. You will look him right in the eyes, and you will hear him read your record before you. He'll bring out every deed and every word and every work, whether it was good or bad, all of your record from the time that you were saved and you entered his service will be made known and brought back to your remembrance. God, do we really realize that? Do we know that we're living with eternity in view? Can you live every day and visualize Christ that you will stand before?
Come on now.
Oh, Lord. The world's a playing games. The church people's lost her love for God. As in general, most of them, they're worldly minded. Their minds come and go. They're more temporal about the things around them. They're connected to one another, but not connected to God anymore. We live in a social media age, and the devil knows what he's doing. He has stolen the minds of God's people. You're more minded about the things around you than you are eternity.
Yes.
In the view of eternity, what then?
What then?
If the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? That word, scarcely, I looked it up in the Greek. It means just barely with difficulty.
Barely. Hanging on. By thread.
If you're going to serve God, you're going to have to make up your mind. You're going to be committed, and you are going to give him all.
Everything.
Right. Right.
If I barely make it, and I stand before him, oh, the rewards that we could have had. Don't you imagine when you stand there, you look him in the eyes. I've served him for over 45 years. Some of you just maybe a few months, a few years. How will I feel when it's my turn to stand before him and he reads to me the opportunities that I let go by?
Yes.
Things I left undone. Yeah. I don't drink. I don't gamble. I don't smoke. I don't chew. I don't wear shorts.
No.
I'm not wearing earrings, tattoos. Secretly, we're proud. You know, we go as a Christian. I'm proud that I don't do those things. But what are the things you are doing for Christ?
What are you doing?
Where's your service to him?
Yes.
Where's your love to please him? I don't do this. I don't do that. What are you doing? I could be proud of all the things that I don't do. I don't drink like I used to. But son, Jesus is saying, give me your time.
Give me your time.
Give me more time.
Oh God.
Spend more time with me. Love me. Let me use you. Raise your hand and praise him.
Oh Jesus.
God came in this service this morning for a wake-up call.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I believe that, Brother Tommy.
God has come for a wake-up call. Now, whenever one of you leave these doors this morning, you will realize that you're living with eternity in view.
Eternity.
And if I don't make it, it's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've lost something through the years. Right. We've let things leak out of our life. Things that we knew, that we possessed, that we held. The light that God gave us, the witness and the conviction. We have let convictions slip out of our life. We don't walk anymore with the light of eternity in view. Oh God. Oh God. The only, listen. Our life here is just like a vapor. It appears for a little while, then it vanishes away. It's gone. We swiftly cross the earthly stage of time. We live out our life. We do what we want to do. We do our work, and we're gone. Only what's done for Christ will last. The only thing that will be important, Sister Dottie, on that day is what we did for God. The only thing that'll matter at the judgment seat of Christ on that day, did we obey him?
Come on now.
Did we fulfill the call and our duty? Did we use the time that God gave us? Slip your little hand to him right now. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're letting opportunity slip us by. We're not only that, we're letting blessings, hallelujah, go by us. We're letting souls slip through our hands because we're not dedicated. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, the brevity of human life. David viewed himself and his life here as just a handbreadth of time. From the end of my little finger to the end of my thumb, it's just like David looked back on his life as an old man before he died. He said, my life has just been a handbreadth of time.
Handbreadth. Now, sure.
It's gone, and soon I'll be gone.
Yes. Oh, Lord, that I could show your power to this generation and let them know the God that I serve. Raise your little hand and say, God, help me. Help me, Lord. God has given me a space of time, a short space. I'll soon live it out, and I'll go into eternity to face nobody's record but my own. Job of old looked at his own life and compared it to eternity. Job 7:6, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Soon the spool will run out and I too will be gone. You say that I'm young here this morning, and if Jesus tarries his coming, I've got a lot of days ahead of me. I can get married, I can do this, I can find a good job. You don't have a promise of tomorrow. Your spool may run out down the road somewhere. A sickness could hit you. Hallelujah, the thread will be gone out of your life. Yes.
Like I said, as I studied this, God said, son, it's for you. Warn my people. Your time and your lives are running out. You better utilize it. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Buy up your time that you've got. I felt that. Yes. I felt that.
Come on, brother.
Redeem the time that you've got left.
Redeem the time.
Redeem it. Buy it up. And say, God, I'm going to spend it for you. Some more of it. Raise your hand. Holy, 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 holy. I'm going to spend more time, God. More time. I'm going to praise you more. I'm going to love you more, God. I'm going to cherish your word more, Lord. I'm going to be more faithful to the house of God. Yes, I won't stay home. Yes, I made up my mind for me and my house. And my house don't even want to serve God. Hallelujah, me. I've got a soul. I've got a soul that will answer. Brother Earl, I've got to be committed.
Yes, Lord.
My family don't go. I don't want it to hinder me. I'm headed, Brother Jason, into eternity to stand before Christ. What are you in his eyes this morning?
Yeah. Come on, Brother Tommy.
You don't know the weight that I've carried. I'm going to say it this way. For 2 days, I had felt lost. Like I was cut off completely from God. You say, Tommy, you're crazy. No, I'm not. I pick up proxy. What us Christians need to do is have a spirit of intercessory prayer within our heart. We feel for the lost. God has meant for the Holy Ghost to stir us, not only to see our need, but to see the lost souls around us. God isn't letting me feel the lost condition of sinners and backsliders and family members. I feel like I was cut off. I'm facing God, undone. The Lord is saying, stir up. Stand the people, stir them up, because the world's going to hell.
Amen.
I really believe it wasn't the view of a cross that caused Jesus to pray so hard that his sweat become as great drops of blood. You know what it was crushing Jesus? Yeah. It was the weight of every lost soul. The weight of your soul. The weight of my soul. The weight of your family. The weight of over 7 billion souls in this world today. The weight of every one of them was crushing Jesus. And the blood, the sweat turned to blood. Raise your hand. Are we doing enough?
Yes, Lord.
The weight of eternity's upon me, Jesus is saying. And if I don't reach him, hallelujah to God.
If I don't reach him, God help us.
More than ever, we need to be eternity conscious. God has given each of us an allotted space of time. You don't believe that? Walk through a cemetery and read the tombstones. A little allotted time to live and work for Him. I really believe that our biggest regret when we stand before Christ at the judgment seat will be, we could have done better and done more. We let opportunities pass us by when we could have done something for God and we didn't. We've let things slip and so slip by us that we could have touched. We have left things undone. Oh God, help us this morning to be eternity conscious. Everything we do or don't do here will follow us into eternity. And it'll meet us at the judgment seat. Oh God. Oh God. You're sitting here this morning. What's God doing? Where are you? Where are you at? Adam, where art thou? Where do you stand in the eyes of God? Paul said that I may be accepted of Him. He said, I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. What do you mean, Paul? You wrote 13 books of the New Testament. You're a good man. He said, God ain't done with me. No matter how much I've done in my past, I gotta keep right on a pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I don't care how many works you've got. I don't care how many songs you've sung. I don't care how many messages I've taught and preached. I ain't done yet. And if I slip now, and if I let up now, I stand a chance of being unfit and a castaway and a reject. Raise your hand and praise Him. Don't you say that you're good enough. Don't view your life with somebody else and say, I'm better than them. I've got it made. No, you ain't sold a man. Oh, no, you ain't. We ain't there yet. Oh, God. Oh, God. Paul's telling the Corinthians, wherefore, for this cause, for this very reason, I labor, that I may be accepted of Him. I want the Lord to be pleased with my life. Listen, Paul said, I keep a going for this cause, and I keep pressing. I pray and I labor, because on that day, I want to hear Him say, well done.
Well done.
I want Jesus to know that the grace He bestowed me upon me was not in vain. He didn't have to have mercy on me, but He did. He didn't have to save me and love me, but He did.
Yes, He did.
He saw fit to call me. He saw you fit to call. He entrusted me with this blessed gospel. He told me to go. Go and testify of it, Paul. Go and tell others. Can I ask you here this morning, where's your witness for God? Where's your testimony?
Where's it at?
Where's your light? Ooh. Why, Paul, did you labor so hard? It's the judgment seat that looms before me. And it's all about souls, souls, souls. Multitudes of them are before me. Paul's is saying, I've got to tell them. I must warn them. I got to live it before them. I must give them the gospel. Woe is me if I preach not this gospel. And if I warn them not, if I don't reach the eternal soul of these sinners, they too will appear before the judgment bar of God. But they will stand before God's great white throne judgment. That'll be the fear and the dread, knowing the terror of the Lord that they will meet there, is the reason that I labor.
This is the reason that I keep going. I can't stand the thought of one soul standing before God and hearing him say, depart from me. I know you not, and have the angels to bind them hand and foot and cast them into the flames of a burning hell. He tears me. The love for their soul and the terror that they will face, that's what drives me. This is the reason that I labor. I endure hardships. I push on through my afflictions, through hunger and thirst. I've suffered the heat and the cold. You don't know the scars on my back and my body that I carry. I've been whipped and I've carried chains. I've been in prison, but I've endured it all in the light of eternity. I won't always suffer. There'll come a great day of reward, and I want my reward. Raise your hand and praise him. Yeah. He said, I know that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be upon us at that day.
Amen.
It'll be bestowed upon us.
Bestowed on.
I want to say something here this morning. Your prayers ain't in vain. Your labors are not in vain in the Lord. God knows your efforts. Don't let up now.
Don't let up.
Yeah.
He said, I do it all because of lost souls that are perishing and headed for judgment. They will appear before the white throne and will be sent into a lake of fire. And if I don't obey God and his call in my life to reach and save them, I'll stand before my Christ at his judgment seat, and I'll have to answer for him, to him. I'm done. I've got much more. Would you stand? Much more. Much more. In the view of eternity. In the view of eternity.
Yes.
So you're headed into eternity.
Eternity.
You're going to face Christ.
Yes.
You're going to face him soon. I shudder to think of that. If you ain't concerned, there's something wrong. But to know that Tommy's got to stand there, I shudder with fear. Have I done what he's called me to do? Have I been what he's wanted me to be? Let's find a place right now. Right now, right now. When you kneel on your knees and you close your eyes, I hope you pray.
I need your help, Lord.
But I want you to view the Christ upon that throne. You will answer to him, and you will look him right in the face. You will meet him, and your book will be opened. This ain't a game.
Brother Jason, I got to say something.
Come on, sister.
While I was down praying, and that song came to me. I'll be somewhere listening.
Yes.
That song came to me, and I thought, Lord, how busy is our minds this morning that we can't listen to you?
Come on.
We need, I thought, just like we need a quiet time with God sometimes. You know, we get so busy with our everyday lives that we forget about God. And sometimes I think it's, you know, we was talking about, a while back he was talking about, you know, paying tithes, 10% and all that. I think it's reason sometimes we need to take our time, 10% of our time to spend with God.
Yes.
Our mind gets so busy, sometimes we get so busy that we forget God, that we're not listening sometimes when God's trying to speak to us. And I think, you know, maybe that's the reason God's telling us, you know, that we need to spend time, at least 10% of our time that maybe he could talk to us, and we could listen to him. And, you know, that's what came to me. I'll be somewhere listening. I thought, Lord, will I be listening? Will my mind be so busy with everything that I can't listen because I got everyday problems that's going on, everyday things that's going on? And I thought, Lord, this was just what I was just now praying. Just like, it's like, we need to spend time with God. If it's just 10% or whatever, that God's trying to talk to people in this last days, and our mind, Satan has got our mind so bound down with everything that we're not listening. That we're not listening to God when he's trying to talk to us.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just like our mind's a theater. It's constantly playing over and over and over. Yeah. Even when you go to bed, our mind, you know, you lay in there and it's constantly, you think about what happened all during the day, you know. Pretty soon, you know, you realize it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning because her mind is, Satan has kept her mind active. He keeps her mind active, you want to say, with things that's going on all that day.
Yes.
And we've not spent time with God. We've not spent any time with God.
Right.
Are we going to be able to, are we listening to God? Are we going to be able to hear what to do or what to do, what not to do if God tells us something?
Yeah.
Maybe God's trying to warn us about something, but we're not listening to Him because our mind, we're not spending no time with Him. Maybe it's the reason we just need to spend the 10% or whatever time, some even spend time, our time with God a day. Maybe God's trying to tell us something, but because the other parts of the day, our mind's so busy,
right,
that we're not listening. I don't know if I'm getting this over or not, but I tell you what, we're too busy. We're too busy that we're not spending time with God.
Amen.
That's what God is saying. We're too busy.
Yeah.
We're too busy. All He's asking, just give Him a little bit of time. He's blessed us so much. He's blessed us so much, but we're not giving Him no time because we're too busy working. We're too busy doing this and that. And He's asking us for time. We're just too much of God. Maybe it's just me. Maybe God's just talking to me. I don't know. Maybe it's who He's talking to. Maybe I've just been so busy that I haven't spent time with Him. I don't know. But I tell you what, time is running down, Brother Jason.
Time's running out.
He's trying to warn people over
yes.
and over and over. But Satan has kept our minds so busy, kept our mind on everything else in the world, what we need to get done, what we need to do, what we need to do. But we're not spending our time with God when God can tell us things.
Yes.
Satan don't want God to tell us anything. That's the reason why He keeps us so active. He keeps us so active in our minds and in our bodies. Keeps us active doing things that we're not spending time with God.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just for me. I don't know. But I tell you what, Jason, we need to spend time with God.
Yes.
We need to spend time with God if we're going to make it anywhere in anything in this life. We're not going to make nothing if we don't spend time with God, people.
You're right.
We got so much, right? Even right now, I wonder what our minds are thinking.
Right.
What is our minds thinking right now? Are we our mind on God? Or is our mind on what we need to do when we get home? Or is our mind on what we're going to eat after church? What if we come to church? We're supposed to be one mind and one accord, but we're not.
Right.
We're not. Our minds on everything else. Our minds on everything else.
Yes.
And I tell you what, people, if we want to make something in our life, we've got to get our mind made up, and we've got to get our mind focused on God. Or, folks, we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to stand at a standstill and not grow in God.
Yes.
Lord, I tell you what, maybe this is meant for me. I don't know. But I tell you what, I want a closer
yes.
walk. But get a closer
yes.
walk, people. You've got to spend time with God. If you want a closer oh. walk, you've got to spend time with Him.
Amen.
I love Him this morning, Brother Tom. I love Him. He's done so much for me. I can never thank Him enough.
Right.
I want a closer walk. I want to make heaven my home. But you know what? If I don't do something down here or spend time with Him down here, it's just asking for just a percentage of our time to spend time with Him, to talk to Him.
Yes.
That's all He wants, but we're so busy with everything else. We're so busy, you know, we worry about you have to get up tomorrow morning and go to work. Or, you know, you can't go, you go to bed at night, you can't sleep because you're worried about what's going to happen tomorrow or
yes.
worried about what time you've got to get up. I don't tell you what, if this makes any sense or not, but I'm telling you what, if you want to close the walk with God, then you need to spend time with God.
More
you need
time.
To spend time with Him. And we're not doing it, folks. If we was doing it, we would even show that we was doing it. If we were spending time with Him, Brother Jason, it would show that we've been spending time with Him.
Yes.
But you know what? Churches don't spend time with Him anymore. If you did, you'd see the evidence of it. You don't see the evidence nowadays. Because we don't sacrifice the time with Him at home. We don't sacrifice our time with Him. I tell you, I love you, Brother Tommy. I love Him. I do. I just tell you what, God's been good to me, Jason. I can never thank Him enough.
Yes.
I just want to be, you know, I think, why? When can I spend time with Him? When can I spend time with Him? Every time I think about spending time, Brother Tommy, to pick up the Word of God, something else comes along. You have, Satan says, you need to do that. What's more important? What's more important? Our priorities is not right, Jason. Our priorities
come on
is
now.
Not right.
Yeah.
It's not right anymore. Everything
wrong
comes
priorities.
Before God. Everything comes before God anymore. You know, all He asks is just a certain amount of time, and everything else comes before God.
Everything.
You know, I don't know what it is, if it's to wash a dish, or if it's just to mow grass or whatever, that comes before God anymore. I'm not kicking off on anybody. I'm kicking off on myself, too. We got our priorities wrong, people. We got our priorities wrong. I tell you what, I love the Lord this morning.
Yes.
I do.
Right.
I praise Him and thank Him. I'm sorry that we take up time, but I tell you what, Brother Tommy's been good to me. He's been too good to me. I love Him and I praise Him for everything, Brother Tommy. He's been the best ever was. I love Him this morning. I do.
Yes.
And I thank God, give me more Lord Jesus, I can think, when can I get time? When can I get time? I got to set my priorities first.
Yes.
My priorities got to come. God's got to come first.
Yes.
That's my priority. Folks, we're not doing it. If we did, we'd see the evidence of it.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
That's true.
I want to get my priorities right, don't you?
Holy.
Amen. Help us, Lord. Get our priorities on Him. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand across the house, lift a hand towards heaven, ask Him right now.
Lord.
Help us, Lord. Give You more time, God, when things of this world come up. And take our time to do this job and that job. And, amen. This household chore and that one. God, help me, Lord, to lay those things aside and put You first. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, God, to put You first and foremost. Help me, God, to clean up my life, God. Clean up my priorities. Put You first, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, oh, Lord, God. Put You first. Amen. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Yeah.